changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 and welcome to the first episode of Motivate Social Podcast for 2017, and where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. Well, for our very first episode, we are going to actually be talking to you alone today, because we have so many different things that we have to let you know about that we decided to make this a nice little hour-long podcast this time and really just let you know about a whole lot of great things coming along the pipe. So without further ado, I would love to introduce my co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you, Dr. Finch?
I am good. I am good. So why don't you start and tell us about all the exciting updates we have going on?
Oh, my goodness. We've been working. We've been working so hard to make sure that we are answering the people and what they're requesting from us. And this year, we're going to take it to another level. We said that 2017 was going to be absolutely epic, and that it is, and that is what it's going to be. And so we already have came out with our own individual books last year, and we both are best-selling authors, which is absolutely amazing. And we are working on something else special. We're going to drop the details a little bit later on this year. Later on in a couple of weeks, to be able to come together and do a live event. And also, we're going to be speaking together in California in June, so that's going to be absolutely amazing as well. And recently, Dr. Finch and I, we finally finished up something that we've been working on and that we're so passionate about, and especially pouring into our women. And so Dr. Finch is going to share with you what we are dropping today. This is going to be something that's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think it's going to be a life changer in so many people's lives, so they could be able to know how they can be able to go to that next level and challenge themselves. So, Dr. Finch, what are we dropping today?
Oh, wow. Well, we will be dropping our very first book together, which is called I Am More Than, and it's a empowerment journal. And it has 12 different topics in it that tell you more that you're more than. And basically, a lot of us have these different things that people tell us we're supposed to be. But with this, you are basically letting people know who you are versus what they want you to be or what they perceive you to be. And in this journal, you'll be able to work through those elements. We give you some questions to, invoke some mind thought patterns and for you to then kind of really think and dig deep. Don't do this journal on the surface. Now, it's only 90 pages, but the questions are strong. You can carry it in your purse, and you can work on it at your break, at your leisure, what have you. Because at the end of the day, these things are going to make you think. And we give you enough lines so you can write there. And then if you need to throw some extra paper in there, throw some extra paper in there because it's all good. Because this is going to be your sanctuary. It's going to be your sanctuary to let them know that you are more than. So what are some of the topics that we have in there, Vanessa?
Wow. So... some of the topics that we have that people will probably be kind of shocked, but at the same time it's necessary, right? We always say how things are necessary even though we don't want to accept it, but we need to in order for us to be able to grow, right? And so one of the topics that we talk about is that you are more than your physical. Just think about it. You could be able to have the perfect size, but then again, you probably have an extra cushion. Whatever the case may be, You always have to remember that you are more than. You are more than that physical of what people say, the things that people may do, whatever that case may be. Always remember you are more than. Okay? That's very important, and sometimes we just don't want to recognize those things, but we absolutely have to recognize that we are more than our physical. Another thing that we talk about is that we are more than our title. Our title, think about it. Your title, a lot of people want to be able to give you your power because you have a certain title. You should know X, Y, and Z because of that title. That's not necessarily true. I'm more than this title. I'm more than being a customer service rep. I'm more than being an author. I'm more than being a speaker. You have to understand that you are more than. Dr. Finch, yes, she's a doctor, but she's more than a doctor. Just think about it. You don't never allow anybody to only judge you or look at you because of that title. When you have more to bring to the table than that title. Another one is that the W-2. You know I'm really big on that W-2 mindset. Yes, yes, yes. But just think about it. You know, people feel that because they work a job, that's all you are worth. When actually, you are worth so much more than that W-2. You are worth more, but because you have been in that W-2 mindset for so long, you don't know how to get out of it. But there's absolutely a way to get out of it, but you just have to understand that you need actionable steps to make it happen, to understand that you are worth to living in your purpose. Yeah, that type of mindset. So those are some of the things that we talk about in this book to be able to help you guys to know and to write down how can you get beyond that mindset. How can you get beyond the physical? How? And so we was really, really careful when we went into this book for many, many reasons. But because we could relate on so many levels, we could just imagine how many more people are going through the same thing that we are going through, right? And so we made it very strategic to make sure that we could be able to pour into you like no other. So we were really careful with that. So those are just some of the things that we talked about in the book. And, you know, I'll give you one more as I'm thinking about it. What about relationships? You're in a relationship and you feel this is all you are tied to, but you have lost yourself somewhere in there, or you have lost your identity because of this relationship. What about, you know, your comfort zone? Yeah, though, you know, various things that you are dealing with right now, we talk about because we know a lot, especially women, mothers like myself. We get lost in someone else, and we tend not to be able to find ourselves because we're so wrapped in making sure that everybody else is good, and we're not good because we haven't taken that time out for self. I've done it many times. I know Dr. Finch has as well. So just think about some of those things that we talk about that could be able to help the next person to be able to know you are more than. What do you think about that, Dr. Finch?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, sometimes we really just have to dig deep. And mm-hmm. a lot of times the relationships we have are surface. The things we're doing in our life is surface. And so we get scared when we're asked to go deep, to be deep, mm-hmm. to feel deeply. And so this will help you do that on a personal level. Nobody else around, nobody asking you to do anything. This is you and only you. And mm-hmm. better yet, is you getting to know you. I think that that is very, very important. I went through my journey mm-hmm. getting to know me, and once I did that, the floodgates opened. When you start doing you mm-hmm. and stop doing other people, you will be amazed at the change in your life. What you think about that, Vanessa?
You know, you said something there. You really done said something right there. You're going to have to accept the fact that everybody's not meant to go with you through that door. Everybody's not meant for you to go to that next level. But if you're willing to open up yourself to be vulnerable enough to be able to grow within yourself, you will be able to accept the situation at hand. And sometimes we don't want to accept that situation because we got so comfortable with around these people and having the same talk with these people and leaning on these people and to be able to get approval from these people. But these people just want to do the same thing, but it's not taking them anywhere. You know that you're ready to go to that next level, but you need to be able to do some self-work on yourself. So this right here will be able to help you get to that self-work so you can get to that self-level.
Yes, I see you. I see you. I hear you. And you know, yes, girl. You know, at the end of the day, when we're sitting here and we were writing that book, we were thinking about the good times, the bad times, the sad times, the happy times, all those times. Why you're staying in a situation even though you're miserable every day? We were thinking about that. Why you sit up there and have this great title, but you don't know who you are past that title? We were thinking about that. We were thinking about you having so much greatness inside, but you couldn't get past your comfort zone to move to the next level. Yeah, we thought about that too. And then we thought about you living for your children, that you lost your own identity. We thought about that too. We thought about, you know, you doing the most for everybody else, but not ready to start that journey that's been sitting there waiting on you, calling you, beckoning for you to start. But you wasn't ready yet because you were doing everybody else instead of doing you. We thought about all of those scenarios and more, and that's why we came up with the 12 titles we came up with. Now, we gave you four of them. Well, four or five of them. But you know what? This is what I want you to do. I want you to go over there to Amazon and put in I Am More Than, and you can check out the rest of those things. Because at the end of the day, this book should be in your hand. This book should be there in one hand and a pen in the other hand. You should be sitting there in your quiet space, during your quiet time, doing your self-reflection with that book in one hand and that pen in the other. Learning more about you, letting go of the past, letting go of the titles, letting go of the shame, the envy, the depression, letting it all go so that you can do you. What's keeping you there? Does somebody have something over you? Does that money have a hold of you? Are your kids sitting up there saying that, you know, this thing or that thing, you know, whatever it is. You need to get a handle of that today, but you can't get a handle on that until you have a handle on yourself. Then the rest will fall into place. And I am preaching to the choir. I went through the same thing. Vanessa's been through the same thing. You know, and her struggle was even more so because she had three other mouths that she was going through it with. You know? And so we know what you're feeling, one way or the other. We touched the bases. We hit the marks. And now we want you to be sitting there in your quiet space with I Am More Than in one hand and the pen in the other. What'd you think on that, Vanessa?
I Remember when we was going through the part where we was finishing up everything else, and you both said, "Walt, wait a minute, did I say that?"
Yeah.
In life, you will do a reflection, and you end up looking back. Because I've done it. I have three children, just like Dr. Finch said. I have three children, and I put my all into my children, and it's more than time for me to do me. But at the same time, I have to be able to find me again. I have to find that, not only that mother, but I have to find Vanessa. Who's Vanessa Canterbury? I have to dig deep. Do I have anything else to offer anybody else besides my children? We get so entangled with our children, especially being a single mother. That's the hardest thing ever. But outside being that single mother, you are a person. So I have to be able to, like, thank you, Vanessa. You have something. You have done the job with your children. You have raised amazing children, and you have to do it alone. But you also need to do you. I have to do me. Because when it's all said and done, these young little ones that I have now, they're young adults. They're always going to be my baby, but at the end of the day, they're going to have to go off and live their life. Then what happens to my life? So when I was reflecting back, I was like, oh, my goodness. But just imagine how many more people are going through the oh, my goodness stage. You need to have this journal in your hand so you can be able to schedule your own self in to your everyday self-care, your everyday just self, just take care of self. If that means just a day at the spa, if that means just sitting back and just gathering your thoughts, if that means removing everybody and killing all the noise, then do that. But you need to have this journal to get back to you. Your true identity before you have children, before you became a wife, before any of that, who are you? So that right there was that reflection, just hearing back what I typed, but at the same time, what we typed together to be able to say, "What? Wait a minute, hold on." So the journal is absolutely will change a lot of people's lives. It will also be that reflection that they need. It'll also be that knock at that door that's been knocking for a while for you to be able to answer the call on your purpose. That type of life-changing event. Because we, you know, Dr. Fish, what's that one of the sayings? Stop sitting, no, wait a minute, I'm going to see if I can remember this. I know one part. Household name, what's the first part to it?
Don't be the best kept secret.
There you go.
Be the
go. So, come on now. I can no longer be that best kept secret. No longer. So you should not be that best kept secret anymore. So what's going to be your household name? I had to ask myself. We all need to take that moment to reflect, what's our household name? Let's get to our true identity of ourselves once again. What you think about that, Dr. Finch?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we have to realize that this life is what we make it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can choose to sit and wallow and let somebody else make the decisions for us, or we can take action and make it move to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that some people are going to choose, you know, to sit and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ones who are hearing my voice and choose to take action, that know that they're more than their current situation, that they know that they're more than their past journey, then they'll put that book in their hand and start getting to the root of the situation of why they're where they are.
Yep.
Okay? Why they're where they are. And then Because it's not enough to find out why you were there, but you got to elevate from there. You got to, you know, meet yourself where you are and then raise yourself up. You got to raise yourself up. Accept where you are. Claim it. Stop testifying about what's going on in your world. And then, once you got that playing field together, then you're going to elevate yourself to the next level, because there's no place else for you to go. There's no farther down you can go. You are going up, 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 because you done found out what the problem is. You done made you a new foundation. You've made you a new base. And each layer that you put on that base will be stronger than it would have been on the quicksand that you were standing in before you made that revelation on your life. Now, some of y'all are going to be real happy laying there in that quicksand. Good for you. Go forth. Prosper. But for those who are tired of the quicksand and want a solid foundation, you're going to find out who you really are. You're going to make the steps to find out who we really are. And, you know, if you realize that after you've read through the things and you realize you need a little bit more help, that's fine, too. But that is a step in the right direction. Whether you need to talk to somebody or whatever it is, at least you made the step to your elevation. And that's very, very important. Very important. What do you think on that, Vanessa?
That is so true. That is very true. Very, very true. If you're willing to, like, truly, truly willing to be able to grow beyond what everybody's perception of you is and what you have place yourself and limit yourself for so long. You have to be open. You have to be so open. Like, you know how they say you have to surrender? You have to surrender those old ways. Like, you got to turn in those old ways of thinking, those old ways of doing stuff, the old stuff. Whatever that was holding you back, that was holding you in bondage in order for you to go to your next level. You have to surrender to all of that and get rid of that old stuff. Sometimes it's just best just to, as I said before, Dr. Finch, we got to divorce those old to be able to receive those new. Just like, you know, sometimes people in these bad relationships that's broken, that's no good, that's left them bitter, left them broken, left them all. You need to go ahead and divorce that relationship so you can be able to get to know who the heck you are, what you mean, what you deserve, what your worth is. So when it's time for you to go back out there into the dating field, you know what you're not going to allow, because you've been there and you've done that and you don't want to keep on repeating those same cycles. So be able to say, and boldly, just to be bold with it, surrender. I'm going to go ahead and surrender right now. So now I can be able to be open enough to the opportunity of being greater. Because there is another level. But are you willing to be able to do the work to get to that level? Are you willing to make the sacrifice to be able to receive and see that level? Sometimes people just, they talk, but let's go ahead and put some action behind it, because it's not going to be no right now gratification, but at least you'll be able to take the necessary steps so you can be able to get to that next level. Now you are on your way. It's like if you go to, when you get out of junior high school, and then you have to go into junior high, and then you turn around and you go out to high school. You can't skip over anything and go straight to college. You got to be willing to be able to do the work. You have to turn in your homework. You got to show up in class. You got to answer those questions. You got to do projects. You have to be able to, you lose some sleep. You can't hang out with your friends on the weekend because you got this huge assignment that you need to do in order for you to pass to the next level. Same thing applies in life. So it's okay to be a student in this thing called life so you can be able to grow and learn.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, so if you are interested in getting the book in your hand, and then we're going to move on to our next segment. If you are interested in getting the book in your hand, then you go to bit.ly/IAmMoreThan. And so it's capital I, capital A, capital M, capital T. So I am more than. And go check it out, because it might be some things in there that's going to help you reach your greater.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like a signed copy, then please go to capital I, capital A, capital M, capital T, signed. And we will just purchase it there, and we will send you a nice signed copy for you, totally personalized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vanessa, tell them about the thing we're going to have for them in March.
Oh, yes. We're doing some things here, huh? This one here in March. See, we've been listening to everything you guys have been asking from us. And we've been taking notes. We've been taking inventory. We've been taking and we've been doing our research. We've been doing whatever we need to do to make sure that we bring you something that's going to leave you full of knowledge, full of wisdom, full of growth, full of potential, full, right? So you can go to your greater, because that's what it's about, going to your greater, your epic, to be able to understand that, right, it's not now, but it's right now. And so we are doing a webinar. It's going to be a webinar. It's the 3 M's. It's going to be talking about marketing, mindset, and money. I mean, how can you go wrong with that, right? Marketing, mindset, and money. And we're going to talk about these three components that you need in order for you to go to the next level, especially in your business, because we're going to bring some special stuff, but making sure that you could be able to go to that next level in your business, because a lot of times people are thinking that, oh, I could just be able to put a business together, but majority businesses fail because the components was not there. They didn't do the necessary research that they needed to do. Whatever the case may be, let's go ahead and fix this thing so you could be able to fail your way forward. Not fail your way out, but fail your way forward. And so this is going to be happening on March, I believe it's March 29th. We will be starting to post that flyer and that link so you can be able to register. Yes, it is free. So you have no excuse to say, oh, I don't have the money, I didn't know what time. None of that. Excuse-itis, go ahead and leave that at the door and come on over here and get this education, this knowledge, this wisdom, so you can be full to get ready to go to that next level. So let's go ahead, and we're going to be able to end that third quarter on something that's going to take you and blow your mind. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Well, what we're bringing to you, that's a different twist. Now, Vanessa is going to be talking to you about the motivation, mindset. And, you know, she is the queen of W-2 mindset. And she's going to break that down for you, and she's going to break down some other mindset tips for you. And I'm going to do the marketing, social media marketing, things that you need for your business, helping you with your engagement, things of that nature. I'm going to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But who are we bringing in for the money? We are bringing in a money psychologist. That's right, a money psychologist. What's a money psychologist, you may ask? So somebody that specializes in the money will work with you with money blocks, you know, sits down and helps you with those different things. Yes, there's a psychologist for that, and her name is Anita Johnson. So you are getting ready to meet her firsthand, and she's going to drop all of this money knowledge on you. Why do you have that block? What is keeping you from that greater? What's making you not put that toe over the line? What's not making you jump over that line? What is stopping you? So you definitely need to be at this webinar. And the link for the webinar is bit.ly/3MWebinar. 3MWebinar. So the number 3M, and then the word webinar. And you need to go on over there and get your registration together. You need to get your registration together. Because if you don't do that, and it's a free thing that somebody we're going to help you with, just really help you break it down, come on. I don't know. What you think, Vanessa? Wouldn't you go? Wouldn't you go?
I'm going to be there with bells on, go pass on, and everything else. I surely will. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. Because I'm a student in business. I want to be able to learn because I know I don't know it all, don't want to know it all, because I always want to be able to be open to grow so I can be able to learn some more. So I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Now, what are some of the things? And now, when you're listening to this podcast, I want y'all to put down wherever y'all find it. Or you can come over to our Facebook page at changeyourmindsonline.com. So you can come over there. But if you find this on Facebook, on my Facebook page, on Vanessa's Facebook page, what have you, I want you to write down what you would like to know. If you see us on YouTube, I would like to know what you would like to know in this webinar about mindset, money, and or marketing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what's going on and how we can serve you. This is a wonderful webinar, free of charge. We just want to help you move to your next level.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at the end of the webinar, we're going to have some exciting surprises that we're only going to be giving out to those people that's in the webinar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in the webinar, then you don't get the special prices on the special surprises. So don't miss out on a good thing because you're waiting on the replay. No. Come on in there live and get this meet. Come on and get this meet.
Yeah.
So now, Vanessa, tell us about how you are shaping 2017 to be epic.
Oh, wow.
For those who may not know about you, why don't you introduce yourself and tell them what you do and tell them how you're going to be epic, and I'll do the same.
Okay, perfect. Well, many people know, I may or may not know, I am from Chicago, Illinois, where I come from a place of, I don't know, dysfunction, as I would like to say, dysfunction on another level, where people wouldn't be surprised at who I've turned out to be today. And one of the things that I was so determined of doing in my life was to open up to be able to do different stuff from what I've seen. And I didn't want to be that person to be able to be just like everybody else, to be the follower, to be average. I was never that. But I wanted to be able to find my voice along the way. And I turned around and I raised 3 young adults after so many people have given up on me because I was a teen mom. And so to turn my life around, to do something more in raising them differently, to be able to understand that I have more than what they have instilled in me, to work my butt off in corporate America for 20 years and then turn around and get laid off, and now I have to rebuild myself in the business world. So I've done an amazing job just being like in my personal life to be, you know, to build who I am and to understand that I'm worth so much in that type of a field. But now that I'm in this business life, I have to find my way. And I felt a lot, but then I had learned a lot, but now here I am having so much success and challenging. I'm always challenging myself because I understood that I kept playing so small. I kept playing small. And because, you know, you don't have a blueprint of this thing, right? And so here I am on the business side of it, and I have built a successful business in direct sales. And then I turned around and wound up building another business outside of that and became a speaker, now a two-time best-selling author last year, to being a mindset coach and to be able to help people to be able to understand that I teach people how to break down that W-2 mindset as far as life and in business. A lot of times we continue to stay in this box so much because people put us in a box. And then we turn around, we put ourselves back in that box. We do that in both ways, in life and business, because somebody else told us that we can't do something and we turned around and just gave up. We choose not to challenge it. We choose not to show them that it's possible. And so I break down a cycle of that, the W-2 mindset in life and business, so you can be able to not only walk into your purpose, but to own your purpose. And so that's me in a nutshell. I don't know if there's anything else. And so what I'm doing now is I'm helping so many more people this year to be able to make that transition, to be able to have a protection-proof plan outside of that job, right? Outside of that job, reason being because I know all so well what happens when you put your all into a job but don't have nothing for yourself, when you have no ownership, when you just continue to do what everybody else told us to do, get up and go to work, get up a job, but then now what? To be able to help people to build their a business and make, if they decide to make that transition to work for themselves full time, I'm able to give them, to help them to be able to get there. And I don't know, I'm just important to souls. I'm just, that's my biggest thing, is important to souls. In that business, through building that business, through speaking, through writing. Yeah, that's me in a nutshell. And so we're going to make 2017 epic. When I say epic, meaning it's time to go to that next level. It's no time to play small. It's no time to stay in the average zone. There's no time to second guess ourselves. There's no time to do none of that. It's time for us to stop playing small with our gifts and to go bold with our gifts. And that's something that I am challenging myself even more now than ever, because I understand now where my true purpose really, really lies and why I continue to stay so true to what I do, is because I know what it feels like when you lose it all. When you lose it all, and the meaning why you need to be able to understand that you are worth having it all, because you got a lot to give. But understanding that it's bigger than you. This thing here is bigger than me. I didn't go through that layoff and to damn near lose everything for no reason. I had to go through that transformation for a reason. For a reason, to be able to help more people to understand that you got to have that that backup plan outside of that job, to understand that you have more outside of what somebody done told you, that you have it in you, but you need somebody to pull it out of you. And that's what I needed. I need somebody to pull it out of me. And now here I am, pulling it out to others.
Wow. Wow. That was impressive. That was impressive. You know, at the end of the day, I guess I need to go ahead and say my part too as well, huh?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, for those who do not know, I am Dr. Ikena Finch. I do education, motivation, and, of course, social media. I have a company that I share with Vanessa Canterbury, which is Changing Minds Online, and that is an empowerment company. We do webinars and podcasts like this, and of course, our books to help others to reach to their next level. Because we didn't have that support system when we were coming through. So we're going to be the support system you need when others have told you that you can't make it, that you're not about anything, that you're not worth it. You just need to go get that job. Stop trying to follow your dreams. We're not going to say any of that to you. We're going to tell you that it may be hard, but as long as you're ready to put the work in there, all things are possible. And we're going to give you some tools to do it. We're not going to tell you that you're not worth it. We're not going to tell you that because it's not true. Anything that comes into your head can be a reality. It can be a reality. But you got to be able to put the skin in the game. It's not going to come. It's not going to come to your door knocking, saying, take me. It's not going to do that. But if you do the work necessary to make it happen, it will happen. It will happen. And then I also have another company called Finch & Associates, and that's where I do my speaking and my social media work. And I enjoy both of those immensely, just as much as I love my motivation. So I have two loves, social media and motivation. Changing Minds Online is my motivational side. Finch & Associates is my social media, is my social media side. And I love them equally. And they will both flourish and they will both grow. And in 2017, you will see both names out there. You know, you'll see Change Your Minds Online when you're looking at I Am More Than, when you're looking at the other books that we're going to be putting out this year. We can't give you everything now. Can't give you everything. But the other books that's coming out, when you see the webinars, you'll see Change Your Minds Online. And then every once in a while, the speaking, you'll see Finch & Associates. You'll see the speaking in a few you'll see Finch & Associates in a few other books, and you'll see the different social media around. That'll be Finch & Associates. You'll see us. You'll see it both. You'll see me and Vanessa together all the time. When we're speaking in June, you'll see us. And we might just have another book out there for you to get signed personally on that day. You never know. You never know. But you will see Vanessa. When you see Vanessa, you will see me. You know? And that's the way we roll. And I must say, my year 2017 is going to be epic because I'm willing to do the work. And I'm doing the work with a great lady by the name of Vanessa Canterbury.
Don't be having me over here because, you know, I'm tough, but I ain't that tough. You know, it's so hard to be able to find someone that you could be able to be so thinking with, and God knew what he was doing when he, you know, connected me with Dr. Finch. She's had poured so much into me that people will never understand the relationship that we have. I mean, not when I say never, she can have relationships with any, no, it would never be a relationship like the relationship that she and I have, because we have so many things that are so similar. She has a doctor in front of her. I don't. But we are both Libras. We both introverts. I understand her. She understands me. I know where to stay in my lane. I saw her all the time. We just really, really work so amazing together. And when people hear us speak, they call us a dynamic duo. So you will hear that often, because she can pick up something when I'm done and then vice versa. And we're going to leave you guys so full that you guys will understand what God was doing when he synced us together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man. That's powerful.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it in. You know me. I'm. You know who he was doing. And when they say you got to surrender to be able to have people to come. Because when I ask God and I pray God and I just, you know, bring me those people. Who are you are supposed to be synced with? Who is it? We are so huge, unexpected. Somebody's supposed to ring our doorbell and drop that box in front of our door and understand in order for us to receive a package. The package is delivered in so type of many ways that could be the biggest blessing you ever receive in your business or in your life. Now, how you unwrap it and receive it is up to you. You know, that I'm going to leave it right there. How you unwrap it and how you receive it is up to you. It's strictly up to you. Because who would have known, not even a year, we've been working together, not even a year. We've known each other maybe a little bit over a year. But we've done so much that people are like, well, wait a minute, hold on, what else are you guys doing? They're not ready. They're not ready. But God knew that we were ready. And so it's going to be epic. Because he had a divine connection between Dr. Ikena Finch and Vanessa Canterbury. Because he knew that his children could be able to bring the message that he wants his children to hear and know and understand in order for them to go to their greater. So in order for you to go to your greater, you have to surrender. Ask yourself, are you willing to surrender? So you too can be able to go to your greater. So you too can be able to receive the package of blessings and unwrap it to receive it. So you could be able to pass it on to the next person. It's bigger than you. This here is bigger than us. But you got to be willing to receive it now. Stop praying for something and running from it. Pick one. Do you want it as bad as you say you want it? As bad as you pray for it? Well, get ready to receive it. Get ready to receive it if you want it that bad. Get ready to receive it. And stop putting, I'm going to leave it right here. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Stop putting an explanation part, or an explanation point where God is putting a comma. Let that marinate. Stop putting an explanation where God is ready to put a comma.
Wow. Wow, Vanessa. You know, somebody need to hear that today because that just slid right on out of there. I hear you. I hear you. So we want to give you just a few things to let you know about what we're going to have going forward. So we're going to have many awesome guests on Motivate Social Podcast that are changing the world via social media. So if you know someone who is sung or unsung, who has changed your life, who has fed you, has poured into you, that you think we need to interview, let us know. Put their name in the comment box. We would love to reach out to them and have them on the show. Why? Because we need for other people to see that social media is not just about buy my stuff. And it's not just about, you know, being a troll. It's about giving people information and value for their time and their data. And we need to let people know that they are changing the world. They're making a difference. They're lighting somebody else's life up. I mean, I love when I go on social media and I'm hearing a strong, powerful word of motivation and encouragement. And we want to bring that to you. We want to give that gift to you. That is part of this platform. Now, we're going to have some social media gurus on here. We're going to have some awesome speakers on here. We're going to have some organizations on here. We're going to have people that's helping others write their books. helping others, you know, build their platforms, build their brands, all the things that you need to make to your get you to your next level. We're going to bring these people to you. And you know what's going to be the common link? They're doing all of this growth and all this encouragement and all this help via social media. And then I want you to see how all these people are impacting others all around the world, right from their own home, right from their own phone. And then you're going to start doing it too. And you're going to start reaching out to your avatar, to your ideal client. And then they're and you're going to give them the meat that's going to help them reach their next level. And that's how we're going to make this thing grow. So how do you find Motivate Social Podcast? Well, you go to changeyourmindsonline.com. All of our shows are on the front page. You can also get us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel, which is Change Your Minds Online at YouTube. Change Your Minds Online, number two. It has a number two on it. And please come by and see us. Please listen to these topics that we've had on there. Everybody who comes on here comes in to pour into you, to help you elevate and reach your highest heights. So, Vanessa, do you have any final words for the people?
Can you hear me? There we go. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be ashamed to say you don't know when you feel that you should know. But be open to growing, because growing is elevation. Growing is elevation. You want to be elevated? Well, that's the beginning. Let's begin to grow one step at a time. There's no way you can get to the top if you're not willing to take the first step. So when you're willing to take the first step, then you're willing to grow. It's been such a blessing to be here, to be able to come with the amazing Dr. Finch, and to be able to share with you guys all the amazing things. And we're just touching the surface. We just beginning. So watch out, because we're coming. We are coming. If you haven't seen us, we're coming. We claim epic. We own epic. We embrace epic. So we're going to go ahead and own this thing here. Excuse-itis left us in 2016. 2017, the number seven is completion. Yes. So come on, let's go on this ride of being epic together. What do you think about that, Dr. Finch?
Well, you know, I'm ready to take the ride, because if we have the ideal ride, we're going to have plenty of webinars for you, plenty of books for you, plenty of master classes for you, and, of course, a lovely live event to put the icing on the cake. And in addition to all that, you get the Motivate Social Podcast on top of that. Mm-hmm. So come join us every week. We're going to give you something a little spicy with a little flair. And everybody that we bring on is unique, different, and special, but they all are changing the world via social media. So until next time, we will see you here next week on Motivate Social Podcast. Good night, Vanessa.
Good night, Dr. Finch. It's been a pleasure.
Good night, everyone.